The following bioacoustic background was recorded on 8 January 1971 in the Northern Bering Sea. These underwater sounds were recorded stereophonically with two hydrophones, hydrophone 1 recording on the left, or mono 1 channel, and hydrophone 2 recording on the right, or mono 2 channel. Walrus are present. Air-coupled sounds are heard in a series of 8 rasps and 5 rasps. True underwater sounds by Odobenus Ross Maris, as you have defined, appear on hydrophone 1. The source of the unusual song, highest level on hydrophone 2, is in question. Thank you. On 6 April 1972, the song from the same marine mammal was recorded. It is presented on the left track of this tape. The right track is blank. A more complex frequency pattern is observed. Faint bearded seal and some ice noises can be heard. For February 1971, the unusual marine mammal song was heard again. The song, occurring at a very high level, was recorded simultaneously on hydrophones 1 and 2. After 35 minutes, the song suddenly ceased and did not resume during the remaining 25-minute recording interval. Walrus are present. Clicks and bells are heard. The background interference for 2 minutes and 38 seconds, appearing about 10 minutes into the tape section presented, is caused by the hydrophone's automatic program timing system and has not been removed.